morning. I'm Cardinal Francis George. For the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago will be hosting discussions on issues, people, and associations that touch our lives. Welcome to the Catholic Community of Faith.
Good morning, everybody. This is Bob Gilligan with the Catholic Conference of Illinois. We're going to talk about some of the public policy issues that are affecting you and everybody out there, along with what's going on right now in the election cycle. You may have noticed there's an election coming up. You can't turn on a television or put on a radio without being deluged with ads for this candidate or that candidate. And sometimes it's really hard for people to decipher who and discern who to vote for. What the issues are that they should be most concerned about. That's up to every individual's individual conscience and how they discern those issues. We try to provide some guidelines on that topic. And today, what we're going to do is talk about a couple of different things. We want to talk a little bit about the election that's coming up on November 2nd and reminding people to vote and get out there and cast their ballot for who's going to represent us in the governor's office and in the U.S. Senate. Those are the two big races coming up. And that election day, as you probably well know by now, is November 2nd. We're going to talk a little bit about a candidate survey the Catholic Conference conducted that we've talked a little bit about on these airwaves before. That's going to be the first topic. And then we also want to talk about three very significant issues that are going to be deliberated or not deliberated, but they're on the docket for possible discussion when we return to Springfield, when the Illinois General Assembly reconvenes. And it will reconvene on November 16th back down in Springfield. And I should remind all listeners that the challenge for the Catholic Conference and for everybody that follows public policy issues is when the legislature returns on November 16th, we'll have what they call a lame duck session, which means that there will be a number of members who were either lost their reelection attempt or they didn't run again. And so trying to decide to impact their vote and how they're going to vote on very controversial topics is more difficult during the lame duck session than any other time. The new General Assembly will be sworn in January of next year, but until that time, so we'll have to deal with a couple very pressing and very important public policy topics. So we want to talk about that a little bit in the first half hour of the show. And then at 9:30, we're going to bring in another guest to talk, really kind of drill down a little bit on that one of those topics, which is some people may have read, I think it was last week or the week before, Governor Quinn made a statement about the possibility of enacting civil unions or same-sex marriage in the state of Illinois by Christmas time, which causes us great concern. So we're working on that a bit. And we're going to be talking to Dave Smith of the Illinois Family Institute at about 20 after 9:30 specifically on that issue. But first, before we get into civil unions per se as our sole topic, we want to talk about the candidate survey and about some other important issues that we're going to be talking about in Springfield on November 16th. And so with us to help give us a little bit of an outline on that conversation is one of the associate directors of the Catholic Conference of Illinois, and that's Ms. Mary Lou Garvaccio, who's with us on the phone. Mary Lou, are you with us?
Yes. Hi. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning. Good morning to you. And I should add, let me give the phone number here early. If people want to weigh in on any of these topics, they'll know how to do so. That number is 312-255-8408. That's 312-255-8408. Mary Lou, let's kick it off this morning and talk a little bit here about the candidate survey. We hope that some listeners out there may have seen it this weekend. We asked that it appear in parish bulletins during the weekends of October 17th, this past weekend, this coming weekend, the 24th, and the final weekend before election is the 30th. 31st of October. And, you know, Mary Lou, let's just talk a little bit about the candidate survey. What is it, and what does it look like? And so for people who haven't seen it, who need to see it, maybe they should urge their pastor or somebody in the church to distribute it to other members of the parish. So, Mary Lou, let's talk about the candidate survey. And it was done just for the governor's office, correct?
Yes. We just have the survey for the candidates for governor of Illinois. And it's just, the survey itself is just a one-page survey. Insert that we would that would be in the bulletins, and it goes over five various issues We asked the candidates about specific legislation that we're interested in and have worked on in the past on these various issues. And the survey itself indicates whether the candidate supported the issue, opposed it, if they didn't give a response, those kind of answers. So
if somebody wanted to get a copy of that issue, that candidate survey, and didn't have it appear in their parish bulletin, how could they do that?
They can find it on our website, which is www.catholicconferenceofillinois.org, and it's there on the homepage. There's a link to it. There's also a link to, we interviewed the candidates themselves, and there are links to the transcripts of those interviews, which go into more detail about the issues.
Let's talk a little bit about who was interviewed, who wasn't interviewed, and the questions asked. Tell us the candidates for governor.
Sure. The people that we had interviewed were Senator Bill Brady, who is a Republican, Mr. Scott Lee Cohen, who is the independent candidate, Mr. Lex Green is running on the Libertarian ticket, and Mr. Rich Whitney is the candidate for the Green Party. And although we contacted the current governor, Governor Pat Quinn, he unfortunately did not respond to our request to be included in the survey.
And the way the candidate survey was outlined is there is, I think, what did you say, five candidates for governor.
Yes.
And as Mary Lou indicated, Governor Quinn did not respond to numerous requests to participate in the candidate survey. And so what the conference was trying to do is do something twofold. Number one, for people who don't have the time to read and really discern where the candidates are on some of these issues, we did five questions. And what we tried to do is to try to really pin them down on specific issues. I think the challenge in doing a candidate survey is if you just ask candidates broad questions about, you know, particular issues, you'll get anything you want to hear.
Right.
And so the purpose of the candidate survey was to really hone down on bills per se that we were actively involved with that may or may not pass, that the governor may or may not have the opportunity to sign. Mary Lou, briefly, what were some of those issues?
We asked them about the Ultrasound Opportunity Act, which is a bill that we had pursued this past spring, and that act would mandate abortion facilities to offer women seeking an abortion an opportunity to view an ultrasound of their unborn baby. So that was one of the major bills we had worked on this past spring, and we wanted to get their view on where they thought
whether they would
that.
Oppose it or support
right,
it, correct?
Right,
right.
Mm-hmm. Another issue we asked them about was tuition vouchers and
All right.
whether or not they would support or oppose tuition vouchers in the state. Another bill that will be pretty active, we think, in the veto session even, is abolition of the death penalty. As you know, mm-hmm. there's still the death penalty in the state, so we asked them whether they would oppose or support abolition of the death penalty. The other issue was civil unions and whether they support or oppose civil unions. And then finally, we asked a question about immigration, and although there was not a specific bill in Illinois, we asked about whether the candidates would support or oppose the implementation of a law in Illinois similar to the law that happened in Arizona, SB 1070, that controversial law out there.
Viewers, it's Monday. Listeners may have read in yesterday's Chicago Tribune a story that was filed by Rick Pearson, the political reporter, saying Quinn, Brady far apart on social issues. I think it was referenced on the front page, but the story didn't appear in the paper until page 6. And it talks about the two candidates and where they are on social issues. And it's obvious to those of us who follow this that the social issues have not been the predominant issue in this particular election cycle, with the economy, the budget situation, and the allegations of corruption so dominating the public discourse. But those issues are out there in terms of where candidates stand. And I think it's important for the conference and for other groups to make sure that we communicate to the best we can what the various positions are of those candidates. We ask and we try to do our best to discern where they to depart information to you on where they are, but sometimes it's difficult. Mary Lou, let's take a phone call right now. I think there's a caller on the line who's Frank from Olympia Fields. Frank, do you have a question?
Yes. How you doing, Bob?
Great. How are you?
Very good.
Good to hear you.
Very good to hear you. Yeah, I was looking on the internet this morning, and I saw there was a survey done with all the candidates, and it basically showed which candidates were pro-life and pro-abortion. And I thought they gave Pat Quinn like a 4, which meant he was kind of completely in the pro-abortion camp. I wonder if Mary Lou could comment on that.
Mary Lou, go ahead.
I do believe that in past statements and in past bills and legislation that the governor has supported, he has shown that he is pro-choice. I don't know, Bob, if you can add to that, but that's my understanding that that's his position.
Frank, you may be referring to, there's a lot of different organizations out there that rate candidates, and that could be one of them that you're looking
right.
at, one that rated it. I'll just read a section from yesterday's Tribune story, and this is a survey, I believe, that the Chicago Tribune has distributed, and the response from Governor Quinn said, in the survey, Quinn said, "I believe in a women's right to choose." And I believe, and that's an important statement, but I think more importantly is the second part after the comma. "And I believe you must strongly consider all consequences that would result from enacting any particular restriction upon that right, intended or unintended." So I think that probably explains in part why Governor Quinn refused to respond to the survey the Catholic Conference submitted, and probably indicates why he is saying some of those things as well to the groups that Frank is quoting from. So we know that we have information about Governor Quinn that he did appear last year at Planned Parenthood's major political action committee, personal PAC's fundraiser, and talked before that group. So I think that is pretty self-explanatory in terms of where the governor is. And that quote I read from the Tribune, it should cause many people some concern. We're going to be right back with Mary Lou Gavaccio. We're talking about the Catholic Conference of Illinois candidate survey. We want to talk about two or three issues that are pending at the General Assembly in November. And with that, we want you to continue listening. And if you want to join our phone call, our conversation, like Frank just did, you can let us know what you think at 312-255-8408. This is Bob Gilligan. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. That's the theme for the 2010 Chicago Catechetical Conference. Join us November 5th and 6th at the Stevens Convention Center in Rosemont for prayerful liturgies, inspiring speakers, and a chance to network with other faith-filled people.
The Office for Catechesis and Youth Ministry, in partnership with the Office for Catholic Schools, organizes this annual event. The conference provides opportunities for catechist certification and ongoing faith formation and enrichment. It offers seminars for teachers, catechists, adult leaders, youth ministers, and the people in the pews who want to enhance their faith.
We look forward to seeing you on Friday and Saturday, November 5th and 6th, at the Stevens Convention Center. Call us at 312-534-8039 or log on to www.catechesis-chicago.org to register. That's 312-534-8039.
Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. Celebrate our faith at the Chicago Catechetical Conference. Let us rejoice as one.
Faith, family, future. Be part of the 25th anniversary of the Office for Black Catholics. Hello, I'm Mary Norfleet Johnson, Director of the Archdiocese of Chicago Office for Black Catholics.
And I'm Devin Jones, one of the hosts of the radio program God's Praises Tell. We hope you can join us during the last week in October for this historic celebration.
There will be an opening mass celebrated by Bishop Joseph Perry at St. Albie Church on Sunday afternoon, October 24th. During the week, there will be two revivals and even a youth and young adult evening, all featuring inspirational music and speakers.
And Cardinal Francis George will celebrate the closing mass on Sunday, October 31st at St. Jude the Apostle Church in South Holland. Go to www.blackcatholicchicago.org for the full schedule of events.
That's www.blackcatholicchicago.org. Come, help us celebrate the 25th anniversary of the Office for Black Catholics.
Well, Welcome back, everybody. This is Bob Gilligan. We're talking with Mary Lou Garaccio of the Catholic Conference staff, and we're talking a little bit about the candidate survey that the conference completed recently, and it should be available for distribution. Well, it is available for distribution in all Catholic parishes beginning this past weekend, and hopefully in your particular parish you'll see it appear soon. And if you haven't, you feel free to ask your pastor about putting it into the bulletin or having it at least in some part of the church proper, and it can be distributed to others. Mary Lou, let's talk a little bit about not only the candidate survey that we were just talking about, but let's talk about some of the issues that are coming up in Springfield on November 16th, 17th, and 18th. As I was saying earlier, it's a lame duck session, so we have a lot of lawmakers who it's going to be very difficult to predict where they're going to come down on some issues. We're going to be talking to Dave Smith at the half-hour point here of the show about civil unions, but maybe we should talk a little bit about some other issues that the Catholic Conference is going to have regarding the veto session coming up. One of them in particular is this question about vouchers that we had last session, and any thoughts on where that's going or what we could be doing about it?
Well, as some of the viewers may remember, that this bill was a big issue that was pushed towards the end of the spring, and unfortunately it didn't get enough votes in the House when it went to the House, and we're trying to push to get it considered again in the veto session. So I think viewer, listeners would want to call their legislators to ask them to support the bill. And Bob, is the bill's number going to be the same? Do you know?
We believe it's going to be the same bill number, which is Senate Bill 2494. Mm-hmm. This is the bill that many people recall was sponsored by Senator James Meeks out of Chicago. It passed the Senate back in March, and we fell just a little bit short during the regular session, and there will be attempt to call it back up again if the number of votes are there.
Right.
We've had some changes in the legislature even since we've adjourned back in May.
Right.
And so we're hopeful that we'll be able to get the number of votes there. But the vouchers, and this was the legislation, just to remind people, that affords those parents who have children in lowest performing schools the opportunity for a voucher to attend a non-public school, as well as those parents who have children in an overcrowded school to attend a non-public school. And hopefully that legislation will move and follow up to the governor's, go up to the governor's office at some point in time come November. Mary Lou, so the voucher bill is big. That's Senate Bill 2494. And something you've been working on is another pro-life issue, which is the abolition of the death penalty.
Right. The bill, there have been various bills over the past few years to seek to abolish the death penalty. As listeners may know, there has been a moratorium on the death penalty in place by executive order from the governor since 2000 in order for a review of the death penalty process to be done. But there is still the death penalty in the state. Sentences are still imposed in various cases. So as the Catholic Church, we believe because of alternative means that are available in our criminal justice system, such as sentences of natural life without parole, there is no need for the death penalty anymore. So there's going to be a push again in the veto session, hopefully, for legislation to abolish the death penalty to occur.
Listeners may be aware of that Sister Helen Prejean, who was instrumental in the book Dead Man Walking. I believe she wrote the book Dead Man Walking.
Mm-hmm.
And the motion picture starring Sean Penn that came out, wow, I'm probably dating myself, maybe over 10 years ago now. She has been a very outspoken opponent of the death penalty and imposition of the death penalty. She will be in Chicago on October 28th, and I'm sure the media will be covering some of her appearances that she will be making at various places in Chicago, trying to draw attention about the need to abolish the death penalty. Mary Lou, you know, I should also say that we were remiss when Frank called about the pro-life question. I think we stopped off there when I read the quote about Governor Quinn, what he said about a woman's right to choose, and his strongly opposing anything that would restrict that right, intended or unintended. To be fair, going back to the candidate survey, we should bring up the death penalty, and because we asked about that too.
Yeah.
Where are the candidates on that question?
Let's see. The Senator Bill Brady is opposed to the bill to abolish the death penalty.
Mm-hmm.
Scott Lee Cohen indicated that he would support such a bill. Mr. Lex Green indicated that he would oppose a bill to abolish the death penalty, and Mr. Rich Whitney said that he would support abolition of the death penalty. And as we said before, we did not hear from Governor Quinn.
Which is really an interesting dynamic with Governor Quinn on this topic, because if the bill were to pass in the veto session, he'll be governor still, whether he wins or loses, and he would have to make the decision whether to sign it or not. And he's been very, as far as I know, he's held his cards close to his vest with
right.
regard to tipping his hand on if there were a bill to abolish the death penalty, whether he would sign it or not. I know he said that he strongly supports the moratorium,
right.
but
mm-hmm.
that's sort of saying that, you know, you support today
right.
being Monday.
It's not actually addressing abolition.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's take another quick break here. We're talking with Mary Lou Garvaccio about the candidate survey that the Catholic Conference of Illinois administered to the various candidates. We're talking about, hopefully, enacting legislation to provide school vouchers to kids in children in lower performing schools, as well as abolishing the death penalty. The number, if you wish to join the conversation, is 312-255-8408. And at the 9:30 mark, we're going to be bringing in Dave Smith to really talk about the possibility of civil unions coming to our state. This is Bob Gilligan. Don't go away. We'll be right back. It's election time in Illinois, and the airwaves are filled with proposals, promises, and personal attacks from the candidates who want to be the governor of our state. Hello, I'm Bob Gilligan, Executive Director of the Catholic Conference of Illinois. The U.S. bishops encourage Catholics to apply moral principles to civic life. That's why the Catholic Conference of Illinois has interviewed the candidates for Illinois governor on issues important to Catholics. What do the candidates think about the Ultrasound Opportunity Act, tuition vouchers, abolition of the death penalty, civil unions, and immigration? You can find out by going to our website, CatholicConferenceOfIllinois.org. There, you'll find our candidate survey along with their views on a host of other topics. So go to CatholicConferenceOfIllinois.org and be an informed voter.
If you haven't read the Catholic New World lately, you're in for quite a surprise. It's bigger, bolder, and better than ever before.
The Catholic New World is a rich and diverse resource for Catholics throughout the Archdiocese of Chicago. It carries stories of faith, hope, and inspiration. Our most read column is written by our publisher, Cardinal Francis George, our shepherd, teacher, and leader.
Our columnists provide support in spirituality and evangelization, and you'll want to browse the Around the Archdiocese page, your gateway to Catholic activities throughout Cook and Lake Counties.
Are you constantly on the go? Then stay connected to your church by visiting CatholicNewWorld.com and sign up to follow us on Twitter.
That's CatholicNewWorld.com. View our photo gallery, catch up on the latest news, and if you haven't already, subscribe to the Catholic New World or call 312-534-7777.
Your faith resource. Subscribe now to the Catholic New World.
All right, this is Bob Gilligan back with our conversation about the candidate survey and where we're going here in the veto session in Springfield. The number is 312-255-8408. And you may have heard during those PSAs during the break, the advertisement, is that what we call it, the public service announcement for the candidate survey. And that was my voice. And little is it known, though, that is actually Mary Lou Garvaccio playing the trumpet in the background.
Yes, I'm very good at that.
She's very talented. It's incredible. And the drums as well. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Multi-talented.
This is a multi-talented group here, if there ever was one. Anyway, Mary Lou, let's talk a little bit more about the candidate survey in the final mm-hmm. couple of minutes we have. You know, you were part of that process, and it was a long process.
Yes. Uh-huh.
It took most of the summer,
right.
It seemed like. Gosh, it took forever. And getting agreement on the questions and getting the candidates to participate was a challenge.
Yes.
What were your thoughts on the whole process? Surprises or...
I was pleased with, even though not all the candidates, most of the candidates did want to be included in the survey.
And, yeah, me too.
And that they were willing to come in and even do a full interview
right.
with us as well and kind of expand on the issues. And I thought that was very, very very helpful. It will be very helpful for voters out there.
You know, I do too, and I don't think we respect this enough. The demands on a candidate's time, even in the summer, it's not as bad as it is now, obviously, but during the summer, they are very busy. They're raising money. They're out there. They're trying to get in public appearances. They're trying to get in everything they can find and organizing their campaigns. And for them to all take an hour or at least an hour out of their schedule and talk to us and sit down for the interviews, which were all recorded and transcribed, I agree with you. I was very pleased with that. Their willingness to respond to the questions, I thought they did thoughtfully, and they were pretty honest and forthright, at least from my experience. I do think that we should be very proud of that. We may not agree with their answers. We may have problems with where they're coming from. I know some of them are more complete than others, but the fact that they all did participate except for the governor, I do think is something that we should be proud of in terms of their willingness to do so and where the and their perception of the church and what role we play. Let's go back to the candidate survey just for the last couple minutes or so. In terms of the questions that were asked, we didn't really touch much on it's probably a good segue is to talk a little bit about the civil unions question, and when we bring Dave in, we can talk where those we can fill in the blanks a little bit. But where were the major candidates on the question of civil unions?
Let's see. Senator Brady said that he would oppose such a bill to create civil unions in Illinois, and the other three candidates, Scott Lee Cohen, Lex Green, and Rich Whitney, each said that they would support a bill.
If I could right now, I'd just like to interject that I participated in all the interviews. We had a reporter from the Catholic Post in Peoria actually conduct the interviews. And you'll see if people go to the transcripts that are on our website, it was fascinating to me. Every single candidate who supports civil unions, when you ask them the question about have they ever thought about or are they concerned about the ramifications of religious freedom to a religious organization if a law such as civil unions were the past, every single one of them hadn't really thought of it. And I find that more than a little concerning that the impact on employment law and Catholic charities in terms of adoption and foster care, it would not even thought about. The only thing that they had thought about was what you hear in the public discourse about extending rights to people who don't currently have them. Anyways, I just wanted to make that point. Let's take a break now. Let's do that, and let's say goodbye to Mary Lou. And what we're going to do here in the bottom half of the show from 9:30 on is we're going to bring in Dave Smith, and we're going to sort of, as I said earlier, let's talk a little bit more about civil unions, what's going on. People may have seen the Tribune story yesterday about Quinn and Brady being far apart on social issues. There's some good poll data in there that I should draw people's attention to. I'm sure Dave's seen it. Anyway, let's talk about that more at the break. This is Bob Gilligan. I'm with the Catholic Conference. We want to hear from you. 312-255-8408. We'll be right back.
You're invited to watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Here's host Graziano Marcheschi.
Coming soon to a church near you, the revised edition of the Roman Missal. We'll talk to Cardinal George about the changes. Hundreds of couples celebrate 50 years of marriage. We'll take you to the Golden Jubilee Mass, and we'll visit Chicago's lakefront, the site of simultaneous prayer services calling for an end to violence in our neighborhoods.
For several interesting stories about the Archdiocese, please watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Radio TV for the time and cable channel in your area. That's www.archchicago.org. The Church, the Cardinal, and You, compelling television about your Archdiocese.
Most interment arrangements at the 43 Archdiocese of Chicago cemeteries are made through a pre-need plan. Your thoughtful planning today is economically prudent and contributes to peace of mind for you and your loved ones. Catholic Cemeteries counselors are available at your convenience. For more information, call 708-449-6100. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 a.m., the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that affect all our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bob Gilligan. It is almost exactly 9:30 on Monday morning here in Chicago on the, let's see if I can do the date. Is it the 18th? Is that correct? All right. Hey, I got one right this morning. It's better than calling what, people, viewers or listeners? I screwed that up earlier, but okay. Let's keep going here. Dave, welcome to the show this morning.
Good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me.
Great. It's good to hear your voice. Dave, you're with the Illinois Family Institute. You guys have been around for quite a long period of time monitoring public policy issues on various topics, mostly affecting, you know, marriage, family. That seems to be most of the emphasis of the Family Institute, correct?
That's right. Absolutely.
Great. And I know through time, listeners may remember when a couple years ago there was an attempt to collect signatures to put on the ballot whether the Illinois Constitution should be amended to allow a provision to say that marriage should be between the union of one man and one woman. That was largely the result of Dave's work. It really took the lead on that and lead on getting the sponsors and – or I'm sorry, the signatures and working on all that. 400-something thousand signatures were collected, and to this day, I still maintain that there is – ample support for getting that on the ballot, but the logistics of it are just so difficult and expensive to do, and it's really a shame. But that what happened with that. But nonetheless, Dave's group was the leader on that. And what we wanted to do this morning is talk a little bit about where we are on a marriage-related topic. You know, our opinion, same-sex marriage and civil unions, I would like to have somebody define the difference between the two. Dave, can you cite the differences between civil unions and same-sex marriage?
Just the title.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about the legislation and where we are. It's Senate Bill 1716. And Dave, why don't you just kind of go over for the listeners where that bill lies and what the challenges are ahead?
Right. Well, can I back up just a little
sure.
bit? You know, when Greg Harris, State Representative Greg Harris, a Democrat from Chicago who's an openly gay man, introduced this originally, what was that, 4 years ago?
Yeah, about right.
4 years ago. What he did was he first introduced a full gay marriage bill and then quickly realized that wasn't going anywhere. It mm-hmm. wasn't going to play. There was no support in the General Assembly for that. So he introduced the compromise, so-called compromise bill, and that would be civil unions.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the problem. In creating this new piece of legislation, they copied almost verbatim the marriage statute of Illinois.
Right.
In fact, they came under criticism for that by the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. And they cited, I can't remember what it is now, Bob, you'd have to remind me if you know, but more than 20 times in the civil unions bill, the word marriage appeared.
Yep.
So Greg Harris had to go back, amend it, you know, scrubbing it of all but a couple mentions of marriage. So, I mean, that should tell your listeners, this is gay marriage.
Yep.
It's just a different title.
In most states that civil unions has been enacted, those states have either enacted same-sex marriage
right.
or they have a situation like California when it's been voted on a couple times. I think in every state, New Jersey, Connecticut, California, it's the path to same-sex marriage is pretty clear once civil unions are enacted.
That's right. Well, they're going to sue because of separate but equal.
Right, exactly. Dave, you know, you've been talking to lawmakers as well as many of us have. And what, you know, what are some of the objections you hear to voting against this bill?
Well, a lot of lawmakers want to appear fair-minded and extend certain benefits and legal rights to homosexual partners. For example, one of the biggest benefits that they'd like to see is visitation in hospitals,
mm-hmm.
or property rights, you know, to be able to share and transfer property between couples, and, you know, sharing estates, all that kind of stuff. But the problem is, and this is what we keep telling these lawmakers, is a simple power of attorney,
right.
which you can get at any law firm, should be able to handle that. And I point out the fact that the gay community has this huge organization called Lambda Legal. They're
yep.
the ones that actually sued in Iowa and resulted in gay marriage in Iowa. But they have an annual budget of $20 million.
Wow.
You think they can draft something up for their gay constituents and make it easy for them? I mean,
yeah. Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is. It's a fascinating sociological phenomena right now. People may have read yesterday, if they received the Chicago Tribune, there was a whole insert in Chicago Magazine. It was the lifestyles of the gay culture or something like that. It was
right.
all about, you know, I think one could objectively say promoting the gay lifestyle. And also, I found it interesting is the story that they had in there about the impact that as they allege to be either neutral or positive, that same-sex couples have in rearing of children. I find it all part of this sort of massive wave of ratifying that lifestyle.
I'm hoping IFI is going to respond to that later this week, because those studies are dubious, to say the least.
And
all the other social science data tells us that children do best in the ideal environment of a mother and a father.
Yeah, yeah, and if you talk to any child above a certain age, they'll tell you that a family is a mother and a father, not a domestic partner or whatever. However, us adults seem to be able to change the definition of words.
Well, Bob, if you remember years ago, I can't remember how many years ago now, but Rosie O'Donnell, when she used to have her daytime show,
mm-hmm.
talk show, like Ellen DeGeneres has now, she even admitted she had an adopted 5-year-old son. And she admitted on the air that her son came to her at one point and said, "Mommy, why can't I have a daddy?" I don't get it.
Yeah.
You know, the kids want a father. They need a father.
Dave, one of the things we were talking about with before the break when we were talking with Mary Lou is sort of just how the dynamics of the General Assembly right now cause us great concern. As we were saying, that when we go back to Springfield in November, there will be what they call a lame duck session, which means many legislators will either be not running again or they will have been defeated in their attempt to reelect. And so the whole dynamics of the way decisions are made changes. Governor Quinn was quoted recently saying that he thinks that civil unions will be enacted by Christmas time.
That's right.
Does that cause you any concern?
It causes me great concern.
Yeah.
Just based on our experience in 2005, when the gay lobby here in Illinois was successful in adding sexual orientation to the Civil Rights Act in the 11th hour on a lame duck session, So, you know, up to that point, no one had, you know, suspected that they could get the 30 votes they needed in the Senate, and yet they did.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we don't want to take anything for granted, especially, Bob, as you pointed out, there could be a number of lame duck lawmakers going back to Springfield in mid-November. You know, we don't know. I mean, by all indications, Republicans seem to be going to pick up 8 to maybe 15 seats in
mm-hmm.
the House.
Mm-hmm.
So, in other words, 8 to 15 lame duck lawmakers going to be in Springfield. And as you said, that could change the whole dynamic of
yeah.
a vote.
in addition to those who just are not running for re-election for whatever reason, retiring and what have you. So you don't where they stand on this issue could change. It could change.
Right.
I should remind all the listeners is that the Catholic Conference has, for those who want to have their opinion heard about this issue, if you oppose civil unions, i.e. same-sex marriage, you can go to our website, and that's www.catholicconferenceofillinois.org. There is a very brief talking points. It's actually, to say that is probably an exaggeration. There's some bullet points on what you can do to call your lawmaker. If you don't know who your lawmaker is, you can find out by going to our website and or calling our office, and you can express your opposition to this legislation, because I think we're at that point where this issue is going to get overshadowed a lot by what's going on. Everybody's so focused on the election, which is normal, but we need to make sure that we keep our eye on what's going on in civil unions. Don't go away. We're going to be right back with Dave Smith of the Illinois Family Institute. This is Bob Gilligan. If you want to join our conversation, call us at 312-255-8408. That's 312-255-8408. We'll be right back.
Cardinal George directs the catechetical activities of the Archdiocese of Chicago through the Office for Catechesis and Youth Ministry. Our office promotes lifelong catechesis by directing certification and formative opportunities for those who teach catechesis in the more than 350 parishes that make up the Archdiocese.
Each year we host a myriad of opportunities to enhance adult faith formation and youth ministry programs. We sponsor certification classes, guest speakers, youth rallies, retreats, and our well-attended annual Chicago Catechetical Conference.
We work closely with pastors to ensure that their congregations and staffs are well-formed in teaching and learning about the Catholic faith. Our highly skilled coordinators serve various ethnic groups, speak multiple languages, and are always ready to serve Christ through catechesis.
Log on to www.catechesis-chicago.org or www.youthministry-chicago.org to learn more about how we can better serve you.
Real men answer the call to the priesthood. Is God calling you?
You know, I'm honored to be a priest for the Archdiocese of Chicago. I think it's great.
There's a desire to want to give back and to help and to serve those who are especially in need.
I think there's a wonderful opportunity for us to bring good news to a world that's very much in need.
When I experience through my ministry someone being brought closer to the Lord, it's an exciting, thrilling moment.
If you feel God's call to a priestly vocation, contact us at 312-751-8298. Or visit our website at chicagopriest.com. John Paul II once said, "Do not be afraid. Open your heart to Christ. The deepest joy there is in life is the joy that comes from God. Jesus is the hope of the world. The people are calling. The world is calling. God is calling. Answer the call to the priesthood."
This is Bob Gilligan. Welcome back, everybody. We're talking with Dave Smith of the Illinois Family Institute. We're talking about legislation that's pending in Springfield that I don't think many people are awake about. It's regarding legislation to enact civil unions in our state. What, five or six states have done this? I don't know the number off the top of my head, civil unions or civil union-like legislation. There's about five or six states with same-sex marriage done either through the courts or through the legislative process, mostly through the courts. Actually, I think they're all through the courts, if I recall correctly.
That's correct.
Yeah, they're all through the courts. No state has done this. Every single state that has a chance to vote on this turns it down, that being civil same-sex marriage, or in cases where it's on the ballot, it always passes in terms of defining marriage between one man and one woman. Yet in Illinois, I think we're asleep at the switch, Dave. I really do.
Absolutely.
I don't feel good about this.
Well, to your point about the states, I mean, even California, as we know, in the last election, 2008, the people overwhelmingly spoke out against gay marriage and voted to put an amendment in their state constitution. But also, most folks don't realize that in Maine, The Maine state legislature voted to pass gay marriage, and the people put it on the ballot and vetoed it. They have a thing called the people's veto. So even in Maine, people came out and said they recognize what natural marriage really is.
I just sense in Illinois, this is just a this issue has gone underground. Nobody's paying attention to it. Here you and I are trying to make an issue of it, and I don't think anybody can. It's really fascinating. It just seems like the whole thing has gone underground, and I'm worried if once it comes up, it could be a done deal.
Well, the good news, though, Bob, is we just did 50,000 robocalls late last week into five districts.
Good.
And we've gotten a fantastic response from folks calling their state lawmakers and asking them to vote no. And you know, the whole strategy behind this is to get these lawmakers on record before the election.
Yes, yes.
As opposing the civil unions legislation. And so that's going to be important, those five. And as well, Bob, we've been going around with a former lesbian to visiting key lawmakers and introducing them to this person who has changed because of Christ. And they are no longer there's a whole community, by the way, of former gays, ex-gays, whatever you want to call them, who no longer live this volitional lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and what we're trying to demonstrate is this is volitional, that people can change. And if we can demonstrate that, we can debunk the gay lobby's argument that this is a civil right. Because if it's changeable behavior, we can demonstrate it's not a civil right.
There's such a disconnect between, I think, where people's opinions about this issue, and especially in certain demographics, and where the mainstream media is. The reason and my evidence for that is I cite the story yesterday in yesterday's Chicago Tribune that said Quinn Brady far apart on social issues.
Right.
If I could just read two sentences from that story, it says, on gay marriage, the poll found 48% of voters statewide opposed same-sex marriage, while 41% approved. But when asked about legalizing civil unions, 57% approved and 32% disapproved. Why is that?
Well, because there's a disconnect between what the agenda is. We know, you and I, Bob, know that Rick Garcia, the head lobbyist for Equality Illinois, the gay lobby, as well as Deborah Mell, who is a openly open lesbian state lawmaker, have both been on record saying that they're going to use this as a stepping stone. They're not stopping. They're not going to be satisfied with civil unions. They're going to gay marriage the full enchilada.
Yeah, that's exactly what's behind this. I think we see that all the time in Springfield. And to me, it's about as obvious as you could ever make it. If you want to call in and talk to Dave or myself about this topic, the number is 312-255-8408. That's 312-255-8408. Dave, I know you guys have really been taking the lead on getting those phone calls into lawmakers, and hopefully they'll have an impact. And is it too early to tell, in your assessment, whether the lame duck session will play a factor in this, or do you think that won't have as much of a bearing on where this is
going to go? I don't think we're going to have a full picture until November 3rd or 4th, and we know exactly how many lawmakers and who they are. You know, for example, there's a particular lawmaker up in Palatine who was defeated in a primary. We're not so sure where she's going to come down in the end. So.
Right. That's exactly what we're finding as well in our conversations. It's hard. This is not something that people want to necessarily play their hand on, or they want to tell you really where they're coming from here in October. They're waiting more toward the election itself. In terms of, we've been talking so much about this issue, Dave. You know, there's two chambers in the General Assembly. There's the House and the Senate. And is one more important than the other? Are they equally as important? Or what's your advice?
Well, right now we need to focus on the House. I don't know if I want to discourage folks to say don't call the Senate, but it looks like they have the votes necessary to pass this legislation in the Senate. That's the reality of the matter. So the battlefront is in the House. Governor Quinn is on record. He will sign this. He's a big supporter of this. So, you know, we need to stop it in the House, because after that, you know, it doesn't look good if it passes out of the House.
And here's the other thing, and maybe if we could wake people up a little bit to spur them to do something, albeit if it's just a phone call or a letter, it's significant. We have some information that was conveyed to us last week about some money that's coming into the state
of
Illinois
right.
from very influential and very wealthy individuals that are promoting same-sex marriage.
That's right. My suspicion is why this has become such a hot topic, and maybe even why the Chicago Tribune, by the way, the whole media is not very fair to us on this issue. They continue to promote it. We don't expect an unbiased view from them. They march, most of the media in the Chicagoland area march in the gay pride parade, so they've made their decision. But my suspicion is that Tim Gill, who is a very wealthy, a multimillionaire businessman who owned a software company named Quark, he's from Colorado, sold that company and has been full-time engaged in spending his resources into helping get gay-friendly lawmakers elected. A couple weeks ago, it was reported by Capital Facts mm-hmm. that $20,000 was given to the Illinois State Democratic Party by mm-hmm. Tim Gill,
mm-hmm.
and then two other lawmakers also received $5,000 each by this Tim Gill. And I think Governor Quinn is being smart, trying to dangle a carrot in front of mm-hmm. Tim Gill. Tim Gill wants to see civil unions and then, of course, gay marriage eventually in Illinois and every state. In fact, they have a project going on right now in New England, Tim Gill. It's called 6x12. Their goal is to have all six of the New England states have gay marriage by 2012.
Huh, interesting. And yeah, and you know, Illinois is probably the one state in the Midwest, which is, I could see why they would come here. There's a possibility of us moving on something like this, which is why people need to be engaged. We have to take another quick break, the last break of the show. We're talking with Dave Smith, who has a lot of interesting information about what's going on about this issue, which is the move to enact civil unions in our state. This is Bob Gilligan. Don't go away. We'll be right back. If you want to give us a call, the number's 312-255-8408. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Lisa Pilato, and this is the Junior Board Mission Minute. 60 seconds of the latest and greatest updates on events and opportunities for you to get involved. The 4th Annual Charities Royale Casino Night and Silent Auction will take place on Saturday, November 13th at the beautiful St. Ignatius College Prep. We have an A-list lineup with live music by Underwater People, delicious food by Cafe Bianda, cupcakes by Amy Beck Cake Design, an incredible lineup of silent auction items including a week's stay in the Bahamas, open bar featuring Mad Crack Energy Drink and Svedka Vodka, casino gaming, raffle prizes, and much more. Tickets are only $75 and are on sale now at catholiccharities.net/casino night. This black tie optional event is open to anyone over the age of 21, so grab your friends and game with us for a great cause. Proceeds will benefit the Catholic Charities Emergency Assistance Programs, providing food, clothing, and shelter to the poorest of the poor in Cook and Lake counties. There's always a way to help your neighbor at Catholic Charities. For details, call 312-655-7932 or visit catholiccharities.net. And stay tuned for the next Junior Board Mission Minute.
God bless you, and Christ's peace be with you. This is Mary Norfleet Johnson, Director of the Office for Black Catholics in the Archdiocese of Chicago. The Office for Black Catholics is a vital and integral part of the Catholic worship community here in Chicago. Our agency serves people of color, encompassing African American, Haitian, African, Afro-Latino, and Caribbean natives. Contact us and learn how to enhance your neighborhoods, your families, and your faith through various initiatives and events designed to strengthen your relationship with Jesus Christ. Our office is located in the Cardinal Meyer Center at 35th and Lake Park Avenue. Call us at 312-534-8376 or visit our ever-changing website at www.blackcatholicchicago.org. We look forward to serving you and your communities.
This is Bob Gilligan, everybody. Welcome back to our show. We're talking about civil unions with Dave Smith of the Illinois Family Institute. Dave, we have a caller on the line, but before we go to the caller, I know you wanted to pass along a word about an event that you have coming up real briefly.
We have our annual fall banquet, fundraising banquet, on October 26th. So from a week from tomorrow, our keynote speaker is Colonel Oliver North. So I just want to encourage folks, if you're interested in hearing Oliver North or supporting our work in ministry, please give us a call or check out our website at illinoisfamilies.org. Thank you, Bob.
illinoisfamilies.org, and that's Dave Smith with the Illinois Family Institute. I should say I had the pleasure of going to this event last year. I think it was Governor Mike Huckabee spoke. It was a terrific event. It was well done. It was a well-done event, and I'm sure this year's will be as well. And it looks like you have Oliver North, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay,
Oliver
great.
North.
Great. Dave, we have a caller on the line here. I think it's Carolina. Carolina, welcome to our program.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Is there a way that this can be circulated in a fast way to the archdiocese, like just one letter or a note from the priest? Because nobody has heard about this. I just heard it through relevant radio, and this is really, really sneaky. And I'm afraid for the future. I have four daughters, and, you know, we should not be complacent about this.
No, you're absolutely right. Carolina, what part of are you in the city area then, or are you in the...
I live in Northbrook.
Northbrook. Okay, great. Thanks for your call. Carolina, we are talking right now about, in terms of letting more people know what the best way to do that is, if we can get something in the bulletins, we'll do it. It is in large part, though, up to your individual pastor to put things in their respective bulletins. So they have the right and authority. If you feel strongly about this, you can help us by asking your pastor or your associate pastor about placing information about this to let others know about it. There is an alert on our website. That website address is www.catholicconferenceofillinois.org. And in there, we will tell you what to do and how to do it. It's very simple. We have a way to look up your legislator if you don't know who your legislator is. And we have like two or three very simple talking points that you can convey to your particular state rep or state center. It'll take you no more than 5 minutes to do so. And just leaving your name and your contact information is very helpful in order to help us spread the word that civil union should not pass. Carolina, just so you know, we are going to do something like that right after the election. The battle for us right now is how do we continue on the election cycle information and not overload people with too much information. Dave, any other suggestions? And for that matter, Carolina, you know, Dave's organization does the same thing. And perhaps, Dave, you want to give your contact information to people as well, because you can do things that we can't because of your tax status and it gets complicated.
Right. Well, illinoisfamily.org is our website. You want to sign up for emails there. You could take material from our website or the Catholic Conference of Illinois, just copy and paste it into an email,
right,
and send it to all your like-minded friends and let them know with no uncertainty that this is a real possibility of getting passed in the next month by Christmas, as Pat Quinn said, and that they can't sit on their duff. They need to take action now.
You know, and Dave brings up a good point, and so does Carolina, and we will get the message out to the parishes and everything. But, you know, the reason we have this program and the reason why there's people like Dave Smith in this world and the other people we deal with is because, in large part, I think the future is up to the laity. I think sometimes people look for the bishops or the pastor to, you do it. No, it's really up to the laity to take these issues and let our opinions known based on our Catholic teachings what the right thing to do is. And that's what we're trying to do here on these airwaves. And that's what Dave tries to do. It tries to inform the public, tries to inform his members, because by and large, you know, there's only, what, six bishops in Chicago land, in the archdiocese. There's only so many pastors. There's millions of Catholics, and Catholics vote, and we're the ones that can influence this to the degree that we think we're able to do so. And that's why we're having this program. That's why Dave's organization exists, to get the word out. Dave, we got a minute left. Any final words of encouragement for us, what to do?
Yeah, absolutely. I think Catholics and evangelicals together, we're the salt and light of the earth. We have the ability to impact this culture if we choose to speak out. If we're silenced, we're not going to be able to influence the culture.
Absolutely. Dave, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Your insights were very well received, and I think you have the right, if you will, direction for us and for the conference to go in. Let's make our voice heard on civil unions, on other issues. And also, before we sign off today, I want to also remind people about that candidate survey that Mary Lou Gavaccio talked about. It's online at CatholicConferenceOfIllinois.org. Ask your pastor to put it in the bulletins and get the word out about where these candidates stand. I think it'll be illustrative to people to read the transcripts. So with that, let's sign off for today's program. Election Day is November 2nd. Don't forget to vote, everybody. This is Bob Gilligan. We'll be back next month with another topic, another show on various topics affecting Catholics across the state. Have a good day, everybody.
This is Cardinal Francis George. Thank you for being with us this past hour on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Join us every day, Monday through Friday, as the Archdiocese of Chicago presents the Catholic Community of Faith. Have a wonderful day, and God bless you.